Okay. It was clicking on the wrong part. And there it all goes.
All right. Do you have an idea how big New York City is?
Oh, about 3 or 4 square miles wide. About 37 feet tall.
37 feet tall.
And density is 37.42984 PSI. New York City. Pretty big.
It's about 300 square miles.
That's inflated numbers.
We are about to hit a recession.
No, it's not. No, no, we're not going to recess right now.
But we could. There's a playground, like, right down the street. So an iceberg twice the size of New York City is about to break off of Antarctica, according to NASA. NASA says a massive 600 square mile iceberg is expected to break off Antarctica's Brent ice shelf.
Fuck.
Researchers are monitoring a giant crack in the center of the Brent ice shelf in Antarctica. The crack has been stable for 35 years, but has started accelerating toward another fissure called the Halloween crack. Who the fuck is naming these?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
So the Halloween crack and the Brent ice shelf. All right. Well, when the larger crack makes its way completely across, it will create an iceberg of at least 660 square miles in a process called calving. Calving?
Well,
right?
How's it spelled?
C-A-L-V-I-N-G. Calving, right?
C-A-L-V-I-N-G?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be calving.
Calving. Chris Schumann, a glaciologist. I did not know that was a thing.
We need somebody doing it or else we don't have segments.
Somebody has to, yes. So Chris Schumann, who is a glaciologist with NASA and the University of Maryland, said in a statement, quote, "We don't have a clear picture of what drives the shelf periods of advance and retreat through calving. The likely future of the loss of ice is on the other side of the Halloween crack suggests that it is more instability." Wait a minute. "The likely future loss of the ice on the other side of the Halloween crack suggests that more instability is possible." Oh, great. So more shit's going to come off. Fantastic.
Hey, get ready for another fucking polar vortex.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, actually, jet stream from a polar vortex, of which is broken because it's expanded because of shit like this happening.
The iceberg itself isn't as big as other recent masses. In 2017, an iceberg the size of Delaware broke off the Atlantic ice shelf, one of the largest on record. This potential iceberg, however, could be the largest to break specifically from the Brent ice shelf since observations started in 1915.
Oh, fuck. They've been paying attention for a while.
Yes, they have been.
But how long have climate deniers really been active? What, like 2004, 5?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Newt Gingrich was right next to Nancy Pelosi saying, "We gotta do something about climate change." And that was like 2000.
Yeah.
99.
Yeah.
So, like, they've been studying this shit since 1915.
Right.
You've only been a denier because Fox News told you to be for mm-hmm. fucking, really, ever since Generation Z started being born.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, there were profits to be made. Let's see. Okay, it's not clear when the iceberg will break off, Schumann said, but researchers are closely watching it. It could calve possibly within the next few days or weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so like I said, we don't know when, but it's probably in the next, like, 3 months, you know. Just, you know.
And we live up north, and it's gonna break off before winter's over.
Yep.
Fucking Christ. I'm tired of shoveling snow out of that fucking driveway.
mm-hmm.
Man,
well,
I'm telling you, man, like the wine cellar, as soon as the Patreon gets to fucking $600 a month getting a goddamn snowblower, god damn it, this was, because you know what, that would actually help with podcasting because I've missed morning wine cellars because
they didn't shovel.
Yeah,
so
like we've literally missed episodes because of the extreme weather conditions
right.
caused by climate change.
Right.
And the geese live here now.
They're American geese now.
Yeah, they're not Canadian geese anymore. They've colonized.
They have colonized.
They learned the way. All right, that's a good old time. A little climate change for you, buddy. I don't know. I might make this one public. I might make this one public in a mm-hmm. few days. Just this segment.
Okay.
You know, for because this is responsible news yeah. coverage.
We should maybe probably make the border one about the kids getting abused. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Responsible shit. But the next one, it's not. It's Patreon only.
Oh no.
All right. Let's rock. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.